welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to zoom in on CCL's work with voter participation outreach. We all know our democracy is strengthened when more people participate, so tonight's training is going to walk through several options for how you and your chapter can help with voter participation while staying nonpartisan. To get us through that wonderful training, I have a chance to learn from the organizing director of the Environmental Voter Project, Stan Siegel. We'll also hear from a variety across the country of group leaders for Citizens Climate Lobby chapters. We'll have Whitney Larson, a co-lead of CCL San Francisco chapter. We'll also have CCL's North Atlanta co-chapter leader, Jeff Joslin. And we'll have the wonderful Carol Kravitz and Dublin Galien as CCL's California Pasadena Foothills chapter representation. Our three learning goals tonight, if we've done our job well, are really to be able to walk through how to partner with nonprofits like the Environmental Voting Project doing their own turnout work with your chapter. We'll also be able to begin to highlight how you can work locally in your own circles to increase voter registration and participation, and highlight some specific strategies or resources out there where you can help engage students or others in voting and their democratic participation. So with that, we're gonna start with a little interview with the Environmental Voter Project. We'll then transition to talking about how to best work or set yourself up with local campaigns, what groups are already doing. We'll highlight a little bit more information and advice on helping students vote. We'll largely hear from stories from the field, and then after that, we'll go to Q&A. So starting with the Environmental Voter Project, we know that we've had the wonderful Environmental Voter Project Executive Director, Nathaniel Stinnen, on several of our national calls in the past. He's also been on the CCU in the past to do an extended Q&A. And especially with this year's focus on voter participation that the Environmental Voter Project is doing, they've expanded now to 12 strategic states, and they're increasingly focused on turnout by environmental voters in those states. And you can help by texting or phone banking from anywhere in the country. So your chapter can make this a group activity or encourage people to do it on their own after they've been trained in. Some chapters, as we'll hear in a little bit, have met on Zoom before and after phone banking to share that experience and build camaraderie, especially right now in the pandemic era when we can't do active tabling or other forms of outreach in person. And if your meeting attendees would also like to phone or text bank as a group, someone could even share their screen and go to the events to see many of the open training webinars and frequent days of action, which include those trainings that the Environmental Voter Project puts on, and then decide as a group at your next meeting where and which one is most convenient for you. But you don't have to take it from my word. Let's jump into actually hearing a little interview with Shannon, Environmental Voter Project's organizing director, about the important niche that Environmental Voter Project as a nonprofit fills and the time involved for any of you as group leaders in your chapter if you are interested in signing up. So here's Shannon.
Thank you all for joining today. My name is Shannon Siegel. I use she, her pronouns, and I am the organizing director at the Environmental Voter Project. I have been lucky enough to already work with a whole bunch of CCL groups and CCL leaders, and I hope to work with you as well. So first, I'm going to start off with, why is EVP volunteering important for climate advocates? So like, what are we bringing to the table at EVP? And particularly, why is that such a good fit for CCL folks? So what EVP does is pretty specific. We see ourselves as filling a niche. That's sort of a gap in what other groups aren't doing. And that's that we've been able to identify millions of people across the country who are registered to vote, top issue climate and environmental voters. So that means that when they do vote, they are always going to prioritize climate and environment when selecting a candidate, but they don't vote. So these folks are registered, they're eligible to vote, but they're just, for whatever reason, not getting out and voting consistently. So what we do at EVP is that rather than trying to change people's minds and get more people to care about the environment, we're instead dealing with this sort of untapped bank of climate advocates, people who already care a lot about the environment but just aren't voting. So rather than trying to change these folks' minds, we're just helping them create habits. We're helping them get out and vote consistently. So that's why EVP volunteering is so important. We already have these people that are on our side. We just need to mobilize them to actually get out and to vote. And we're always doing that in a nonpartisan way as well. I think that's why we're such a great fit with CCL groups. So I would say one of the joys and benefits of volunteering with EVP for CCL groups is that we're here. We have the same goals. CCL groups, you all are trying to, as I just mentioned, trying to get more environmentally friendly legislation. You're trying to get more people caring about the environment, trying to get all of our elected officials caring about the environment, not just elected officials on one side or the other. And at EVP, you can do that. You can get the voter list. We can get you plugged into all of these voters across the country. So you can talk to voters in your own state. You can talk to your neighbors. We can also talk to voters in a different state across the country and be able to turn those folks out too. And when you turn voters out with EVP, obviously we do turn out for big elections like the presidential election. But we're trying to create this habit. So if you help someone create the habit of voting, you're not only going to help them impact the presidential election, but you're actually going to be able to help follow through with these people to make sure that they're voting at the local level, at the state level, in special elections. You're turning folks into super voters. So that is a lifelong impact for people that you can be responsible for making. So now you're probably wondering, what type of tasks does partnering with EVP include? How do you actually get in touch with these voters? So we do a really classic get out the vote tactic. So if you've ever done any type of political organizing or political outreach, the language that we use and the way that we're talking to voters is going to be really familiar to you. Really what we're doing differently is on the data side. It's how we're finding these voters, how we're identifying these environmentalists. But on your end as a volunteer, the system is going to include phone banking. So that's getting on the phones and talking to voters, again, in all different states and helping them get set up to become voters and to be consistent voters. We'll be text banking. So that means that you'll be able to send a text right to a voter's phone, the same messaging. When there's not a pandemic happening, we also do a lot of door knocking. So we'll be going door to door, talking to voters face to face. And then EVP does some additional voter outreach through direct mail and digital ads. But really the bulk of our voter outreach is through phone banking, text banking, and door to door canvassing. And that's where we really need you as volunteers, especially right now during COVID. We need you on the phones. We need you having these conversations with voters because that's what's proven to get a voter to turn out. They can talk to a real person on the line, and EVP puts together all of the scripts for you. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need to know anything about an election happening in a state to get plugged in and to help inform voters. We'll have all the information for you, and that's regardless of what type of voter contact that you're doing. How much time is involved? So now this sounds really involved, really stressful. Time involved to get involved with EVP is totally up to you. So the training to get trained in will take under an hour, and that will give you even more information on what we do at EVP and how we do it, and how to use whatever technology that we're using to reach out to voters. So you'll get fully trained and you'll have, you know, an answers to your questions and anything else that you need at any point. We'll make sure that you're really comfortable. And then on an ongoing basis, you can volunteer once a week for an hour. You can volunteer 7 days a week for an hour, 2 hours. It's totally up to you. So once you're trained in and you get on our volunteer list, we'll let you know about ongoing opportunities. So you can either say, I'm going to do an hour for EVP every day and I'll do whatever they need. Or if you only want to work in certain states or you only want to work in certain weeks, you can just choose to participate in the weeks in the states that you find the most compelling. And any advice or recommendations for CCL groups wanting to partner with EVP? I think what I just mentioned, if you can get everybody trained, everyone in your chapter on board, Once you get trained one time with EVP, you'll know how to use the systems and know how to access all of the voting information that you need. So you don't need to get trained in when we move from Arizona to Virginia to Florida. You can instead, we'll give you all the information at your fingertips so that you can just plug in whenever you want to work. So it's best if we have a great relationship. You can feel free to reach out to me whenever you have a question. But also, I would say a great piece of advice if you want to work with EVP is to become really comfortable, you know, with the technologies, with the softwares, and then you can be super independent. We want you to be independent. We want you talking to these voters on your own time. So I think if you can designate one or two folks in your chapter to be sort of liaisons or point people, then I can make sure that anytime we have a new voter contact list or anytime we have new particular information, I can send it to that one person, and then you all can get plugged in from there. And I'll also add that EVP has volunteering opportunities twice a week, all the way up to five times a week. So if you want, you can just plug right into whatever we're doing that week and join in with us. Or if you would rather set aside your own hours on a weekly basis, like there's shout out to the San Francisco CCL group that's been phone banking every single Sunday afternoon. If you would rather pick a day and a time that works for your chapter, let us know. We'll make sure you have all the information that you need. You can take over from there. You're all already organizers. We don't need to tell you how to organize. Instead, we'll just let you know how to use the softwares and how to get talking to voters.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Shannon. That was exactly the window in that I think is going to set us up well to do a couple of interviews with chapters that have been doing that experience and what their lived stories are in just a little bit. And I also will put a link to Shannon's email, shannon@environmentalvoter.org. So that is how you can reach out to her. And she has mentioned that she does want to be contacted with anyone that is interested in tonight's training and also starting this up in their own group. So with that, though, I'll put that in just a little bit. Let's transition before we get into some of the specific experiences of chapters that have done this and really be able to highlight a couple of the other campaign options that are available for people if partnering with Environmental Voter Project isn't within your interest realm. So working local campaigns, what do we mean by that? Well, if you want to call or text voters in your own state, locate a local nonpartisan Get Out the Vote campaign. We've got a couple of these we're going to highlight in just a little bit that we've been partnering with, and help sign up your own local networks that way. Another way to work locally is to ensure that all of your friends and family members are registered to vote at their current address so that in September they can request a ballot by mail in states that allow it. I know right now, I think that's 39 states currently planning to do that for this fall's November election. And the other great thing that everyone is invited to do is partnering with a nonprofit that we've been working with called TurboVote. So CCL has our own TurboVote page where you can basically sign up and request online ballots and find out more information. I'll even link to where you can check on your own local state's page if you've already registered to vote, and give you some social media friendly advice. I'll go over that in just a little bit. And I put a link in the chat to that page. But one thing I wanted to highlight as well before getting into that is that our states are going to also be doing this too to ensure that we as CCL advocates are also active participants in our democracy. And so right here you can see the background email from one of those state campaigns in Arizona. But if you are interested in helping your state coordinator get out the word about voter registration deadlines, election timetables coming up in your state, please feel free to reach out to them as well. And that's a really wonderful way that all of us in our own networks and our own groups can ensure that we are each participating in democracy. So let's jump in a little bit more to TurboVote, though. And a big shout out here in this section to the Voter Engagement Partnerships Director, Jill Brownfield with Democracy Works, who did an interview with us. She's basically in charge of making sure that all of the nonprofit campaigns that work with TurboVote are happening smoothly and getting the support that they need. And Jill wants to remind us that TurboVote is an online tool that essentially at the end of the day helps people register and vote in every election. They've done that for over 7 million participants across all 50 states and DC. And essentially what that means then is that they receive personalized election reminders from TurboVote ahead of, leading up to election, and the day of. And I know Environmental Voter Project also is a partner with TurboVote. So it works. And during the sign-up process, TurboVote provides registration options that are available. So for example, if you're in one of those 39 states that do have registration for vote by mail, obviously the other ones provided by vote for paper ballots as well. They help users know the options that are available and then provide them prompts to do so. And also, they don't provide forms online to store your driver's license or social security information just due to security concerns on their own side of the database. They fill out the rest of that paperwork for you, and then they have you print that out and fill it out from your own home computer if you're also concerned about the security angle of that as well. So again, a great option. And TurboVote also has a wonderful toolkit I'll put a link to in the chat as well here, that especially for nonprofits like CCL, provides examples of sample social media posts with helpful images and email outreach for your own personal family, friends, and network if you're interested in helping just remind people to, again, register or find out if they are registered and make sure that if they aren't, the process is smooth and easy for them to sign up and get registered. All of that's available here in that toolkit as well. And we definitely want to highlight the joy of this being another great partnership that CCL has found. If you're curious about what this looks like, here's the simple landing page. And you can see here the simple prompts that really all it takes to start getting registered on the right-hand side. And I think one of the other big takeaways from TurboVote's interview was that what they keep seeing in the research, and this is actually borne out by a recent project with the Ad Council, if people are familiar with Smokey the Bear or some of the other great commercials out there, the Ad Council partnered with TurboVote this year and basically identified a variety of tactics or ways to really highlight how different generations are motivated to vote. And for younger people, the main finding really was that young people are motivated by issues, issue-based calls to actions. And so again, something like, I vote because I care about the issues, this X issue, that X issue, like the environment or climate, as opposed to older Americans who are more impacted by their identity. I vote because I'm an American. I vote because I'm proud to have that be part of my civic duty, et cetera. And so especially right now, if we can tie voting back to issues that we care about, like the environment or about climate change, it's much more impactful, especially for younger generations, to be able to kind of find why and identify that issue as being important. So I thought that was really helpful. There's also additional information there about one-on-one conversations, how to set those up, what the Ad Council research has found with that, helpful scripts even when talking to people, seeing a voter registration banner on a website and the prompts and language with that, and somebody just taking the time to say, you know, your vote matters. I'd like to help make sure that you're registered. There's a great simple tool that TurboVote uses, and I think you should sign up. And really being able to have that be a way that you can reach out to friends and volunteers right now. All right, so connected to that, especially with the younger generation, one last group that we are partnering with, especially with our higher education outreach team, I'm guessing is another nonprofit that people have heard about. It's been around for a while, called Rock the Vote. And we also know this, if we're going to focus on that student block, this year, 2020, millennials and Gen Z will comprise 40% of all American voters. Young voters are new voters, and as new voters, they face unique obstacles to voting that result in turnout that is historically 20 to 30 points below older voters. So this is a key demographic to really engage and remind of the importance of participating in democracy. And this discrepancy, as we know, is even greater in midterms or local and state elections. So CCL's campus leaders and campus groups are working with Rock the Vote this fall to encourage students to vote. Rock the Vote's another excellent option if you're curious. So again, we're giving you the whole palette to paint from here. It's another nonpartisan nonprofit organization, U.S.-based, whose stated mission is to engage and build the political power of young people. And it also uses research-driven programs and innovative solutions to ensure that each youth in that generation is represented in our democracy. So if your chapter is interested in engaging young people on voting, feel free to check out their website at rockthevote.org or contact higher ed at Citizens Climate as well. All right, so we've reached the part where we've got 3 4-minute little vignettes about stories from the field. and being able to highlight the different groups that have already done an environmental voter project or similar campaign for voter participation. So first we're going to hear from North Atlanta, then we'll jet over to San Francisco, and we'll close our tour down in the Pasadena Foothills region. And each of these has some unique takeaways. And then after that, we'll stay on and be able to engage some of the group leaders that we've been interviewing on the line to ask them more questions or to brainstorm together for everyone here. So with that, I'll pass it to Jeff, and we'll take it from there.
My name is Jeff Jocelyn. I'm the group leader of the North Atlanta chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. And I've been a group leader for about 6 or 7 years. And I was really excited the first time we heard from Environmental Voter Project. And back in 2016, we got one of our chapter members to lead a effort with EVP. And back then we were going door to door. This year, we have gotten involved on the phone calls because of the pandemic. You know, everybody's been locked in and they aren't doing door to door. And I really wanted to do it again because the last experience was so positive. I think it was a great team builder for our group. And so I wanted to do both of those things. And obviously, the more environmentalists that vote, the more likely CCL is to raise in the status and interest of our representatives in Congress. So that's why we did it this year. I ended up leading it myself, and I really wanted to try and make it as many people as possible so that we get the most participation for the effort involved. It was really an excellent experience. I think the volunteers really felt like they had done something while they were locked in the house that was, you know, like good for CCL, it was good for EVP. And I think they got some enjoyment out of it. And we went a little further than EVP normally does. We had a Zoom line so that we could meet together, just the CCL members. And we also met afterwards so we could share our experience and bring up questions that we had, maybe some outstanding issues. And it also kind of, I think, made the whole team effort a little bit more fun, that we were connecting with one another before and afterwards. Environmental Voter Project was really easy about doing that. And I think that was one of the things that I enjoyed most about it. As for the volunteers themselves, it is so simple to do. You show up the first time, there's training by Zoom that lasts maybe 30 minutes or so. There's a script. There's a computer system that does all the phone dialing for you. So you're really just waiting for a connection. And then the script walks you through what you need to say. You know, it depends on the response that you get as to what you say back to them. I think the other thing that what we saw happen was we were really making an impact in some voters' lives, because a lot of times, you know, some of the people that are on the call list for EVP are students or young people, and they've gone off to college. So we'd ask if we could leave a message, and their parents would, you know, give them a chance to take the information down for them. Or in a lot of cases, they said, oh, I need that too. And so we'd provide it to them. The really cool thing was that, you know, it's like the first time you do it, you're like, oh, I don't want to be a salesman on a phone call. And there's that nervous about that, about making calls and asking people something. But what you find out pretty quickly is when you're not selling something and you let them know up front, that really is just really infrequently an issue. And the treatment that you get from the people that you connect with is generally pretty good. And at worst, it may be they hang up and don't want to talk to you, you know, which is fine. So overall, I'm so glad we did it. I think most of the members that did it really were, and we're going to do it again this fall.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jeff, for that. And we'll jump right into Whitney's story here with San Francisco, but we'll look forward to hearing more from you in just a little bit.
My name is Whitney Larson. I'm in the San Francisco chapter. Earlier this year in 2020, we thought about what makes sense to focus on this year. And we realized that unless we can get our politicians to take climate seriously in the election, we're not going to be able to ultimately pass a carbon fee dividend. And so we created what we call a campaign for the climate, which was a collection of strategies to engage in electoral activities. And one of those strategies was getting involved in the Environmental Voter Project. We did that specifically through phone bank. So a couple of our members joined the EVP phone bank training, and then we learned from that and actually started setting up our own phone banks and created and adapted our own trainings for those phone banks. We run those phone banks now every 2 weeks on Sundays from 1 to 3, and we're considering ramping up those activities as we get closer to the election. And we decided to open those phone banks up to anyone who wanted to join, and we got a great response from across Northern California. And so we now have participants from probably 6 to 8 chapters joining each phone bank. This has been the work of quite a team, so we created a little Campaign for the Climate working group, which has a bunch of awesome leaders in it. One of the things we recognized early on is that we needed to make this sustainable, which means it couldn't rely on one person. So we recently trained the trainers. We have a whole group of people that are now trained to lead our phone banks, and we have a rotation now between those trainers for each week. We structure our chapter meetings by specifically asking people to sign up for volunteer activities. And so when we do our monthly chapter meeting, we have a Google form where we ask everyone every month to check off the things they want to do. And on that Google form, we list exact dates and times of every possible volunteer opportunity that month, whether it's, it used to be tabling or a letter writing meetup, and now phone banks are on that list. So that gives pretty equal opportunity access to anybody to sign up. You don't need to, be experienced or new. All you have to do is check the box on the form, and we send you the calendar invitation for that phone bank. And then on every phone bank we run, we immediately divide up the Zoom call into 2 different rooms. So anyone who's done it before and just wants to get started, we put in 1 breakout room where someone takes them and answers any last minute questions, and they can start calling. And anyone new stays in the main room, and we provide a 30-minute training and help people get set up. So it's pretty equal access and equally attended between some of our brand new volunteers, or the first thing they've done, and some of our most experienced. My advice or recommendations for other groups wanting to sign up and partner with the Environmental Voter Project: first of all, you can join one of their trainings or join one of our phone banks. It's totally easy. I'm happy to send anybody the link to join our phone bank. And then once you go through the training once, happy to share all of our materials and help anybody get started running a phone bank for your own chapter or region. You can do it, with as few or as many people as you want. So, but we found that having about 20 people on our phone banks felt like a good number to motivate everyone, while not being overwhelming for our
triggers. Excellent. Thank you so much, Whitney, as well. And again, I will say, for those group leaders that aren't on the line that we have interviewed tonight, if anyone wants to reach out or has a hard time contacting them afterwards, you can look up their names in community, but you're also welcome to reach out to me, and I'll provide my email at the end. All right, so our last interview here is with the Pasadena Foothills chapter. Take it away, Carol.
I'm Carol Kravitz from West Hollywood, California, a part of the Pasadena Foothills chapter.
And I am Dublin Gallion from South Pasadena, a part of the same chapter. So
we're going to talk about EVP and what it is and how we got involved. Well, it became obvious that this was a very bipartisan way to affect some change in our country and get people out to the polls. With so many people not voting, if we can identify people that think the same way we do, we might be able to get them to the polls. So our group leader, Rob Hall, took the reins and said, this is something we should be doing in 2020. Dublin does the phone banking and I do the texting.
You know, which means I reach about 30 to 35 an hour and Carol is calling a million. something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can text about 500 people in, I don't know, 10 minutes. It's ridiculous. Then you spend the whole day answering them, of course, because they trickle in, but that's fine. It's fine for me. It was awesome. The time involved with phone banking, tell them about phone banking time involvement.
Yeah, so one of the wonderful things about the phone banking, the way they have it set up is every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, they have a training session. So it doesn't take long to learn how to do it. And I had done some phone banking for 2018, and where you have an automatic dialer. They happen to use Hub Dialer at Environmental Voter Project, and it's just really easy to use. A little intimidating at first, but most things I do that are new are intimidating at first. But it doesn't take long to learn how to do it. And the beautiful thing about it is that I don't have to sign on to get the next call until I'm ready. And you can sign out at any time. The other thing is, once I have the campaign ID and password, which EVP gives out by email to me now, I don't have to sign up for a training to get that. I can sign on anytime. So part of the deal is I tend to do it in the afternoon, which is when they have their training, and because there's a lot of other people dialing at the same time. But I have done it other times of the day, and I think that's an advantage also. And you can do it for a short period of time. You can sign on and do some and sign off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that other CCL groups that have signed on learned this very quickly. EVP is very easy to work with. They will come to your chapter meeting and do the training, do a personal training for you. They've been great partners for us. And it's bipartisan. You know, not, you don't have to go out and hawk for a candidate. You're just trying to get people to the polls. And you have a great cause to get them there. Because the more people that vote, the more people that we're going to have that will be elected to bring us good climate legislation. It's important for climate advocates to join EVP and get more climate advocates to vote.
I'm always surprised. I'm continually surprised at how nice people are in general. I just, people thank me or they say, please don't call. I don't find, you know, this anger out there. Maybe environmentalists are basically nice people. I don't know.
I think we answered all your questions.
All right. Yeah, you did, Carol. Thank you very much for having fun with that too. All right. It's so great to see all of you on tonight. And I really, the key thing here too, is after tonight, not only sharing experiences of what's, you know, how to get involved with chapters, but what has also worked for other people after this training and how you've used the tools that we've highlighted. That's always key. I know there's actually a great blog piece about the North Atlanta chapter's efforts that really was one of the other prompts for tonight's discussion. But it's so great to hear Horton in the chat. I'm going to unmute all lines then, and we'll find out. Thank you again so much for being here, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.